Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Peites, Gittin 89a, pagination is 177. We're starting on the facing page, about 10 lines from the bottom, Masnisin towards the end of a line. Yotza Shema Ba'ir Mikudeshes, Harezu Mikudeshes. If a rumor goes out about an unmarried woman that she is Mikudeshes married, she's considered Mikudeshes. We're going to have to understand when this is actually stated, but we'll first read it with its wording as if it's a global statement with no conditions, and then we'll understand when this is really stated. But what seems to be stated here is that if a girl has a rumor about her that she's married, she's married. We'll develop it in a moment. Migudeshes, if a woman has a rumor about her that she is divorced, harezu migudeshes, she's considered divorced. Rashi points out that the Gemara, in its initial understanding of this Mishnah, is going to think that this has terrible ramifications for the wife of a Kohen, that if a rumor went out about her that she's divorced, she's considered divorced, and she's not going to be able to be with her husband. He can't even be Mekadosh her again, because a man who is a Kohen is forbidden in a divorced woman, even his own divorcee. So if we take this Mishnah just the way it's read, without any additional information from other sources, it sounds like a girl can be bound by a rumor, and even the wife of a Kohen can be bound by a rumor. Uvelvad shelo yehei shama masla, the Mishnah tells us, provided that there is no explanation, mitigating circumstance associated with the rumor, such as that the Kiddushin was done on condition, and we don't know if the condition was fulfilled. The Gerushin was done on condition, and we don't know if the condition was fulfilled. Because in that case, the rumor has with it an explanation that causes us to disregard the rumor. But otherwise, at face value, this Mishnah is very far-reaching. Let's begin with the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. Asks the Gemara Bitmiya in wonderment, Va'asrinan lo agavra, are you really telling me in the case of Gerushin, a rumor about the wife of a Kohen, that she's divorced, that she's going to be separated from her husband, and he's not going to be able to be Mekadosh, or you're going to break up a marriage based on a rumor? Va'amar Ravashi, Ravashi taught us, Kokola debasa nesuin lo chayshinan lo, a rumor that comes after the people are married, we don't pay attention to rumors. If they're already married, there's a situation that exists, and the rumor can't break that. Answers the Gemara to understand the Mishnah. Hachikama, this is what it means. Yotza shema b'ir mikudeshes harezu mikudeshes. If the rumor goes out about a woman that she's mikudeshes, meaning a penuya, an unmarried woman, then she's mikudeshes. Umigureshes, mikudeshes umigureshes, she's married and now she's divorced. Harezu migureshes, we can assume that she's divorced. In other words, from the kiddushin, she became forbidden to everybody except for the one man who was identified as the husband. And now with the word migureshes, that's coming together with the Mikudeshes, we find out that she's permitted to everybody. Harezu Mikudeshes, she's considered divorced. Maitaima, why? Kol v'shovro imo, the voice with its receipt, the thing that breaks it, the thing that says, don't worry about it. I owe you $1,000, but I paid it up. That type of extra information is coming with it, and therefore it's not going to be binding. But of course, Bitmiya, we would be in wonderment to say that you could break up a marriage based on a rumor, and indeed you can't. One additional point before we get to the essence of this rumor topic. Amar Rava, Rava said, Yatza Lashe Mezana Be'ir. If rumor went out that she lived with a man that's forbidden to her, and it has ramifications in her status of Yichus, Ein Choshish in law, just a rumor that she was with somebody, that's not something of significance for us to worry about to impact her halachic status. My time, why? Because Piritzusa Ba'almahu Dechazula, it's probable that they just saw her acting in a frivolous, improper manner, and indeed, that's a wrong thing to do, but that's a rumor that we could ignore. In other words, people are already saying that she lived with somebody, and all they saw was that she was acting lightheaded and frivolous. And therefore, the rumor is not one of status. This Gemara is recognizing the nature of rumors and trying to guide us as to what is considered tangible and what is just explosive word of mouth. Let's drop down to a very essential clarification. It's about a third of the way down on the page, at the end of a line, Amar Ula Lo. And even this statement of Ula is going to need clarification. Let's begin. Amar Ula, Ula said, Lo Sheshama Kol Havara. It's not just that there's a rumor in town. That's not enough. Anybody can start rumors. That's not Elikidei Sheyuhu Neiros Dolkos. We're talking about a case where the lamps were lit in a way of a chasna, Omitos Mutsaos, and the beds or recliners were made in the customary way. Uvnei Adam Nechnosim V'yotzim V'omrim, and people are going in and out, and they're saying, Polonis Miskadeshes Hayom, so-and-so is going to become married today. Asks the Gemara, Miskadeshes? The rumor is that people know definitively that she was going to become Miskadeshes. V'dema lo ikacha, maybe it never happened. How can you paskin something like that? If she's claiming she's not married, how can you say because people are saying she was going to get married? Ema, no, you have to clarify what the rumor was. The rumor that Ula was talking about was Polonis Niskacha Hayom, that so-and-so was Mikudeshes today. The statement has to already be that at least the origin of the rumor is people who were saying definitively they know she already got married. Now, in trying to identify what exactly is this rumor that Chazal were telling us to be concerned about, the Ramah in Siman Mem Vav in Evan Ezer is very helpful. For example, the Ramah says, Niskacha Stam, if the rumor is she got married, Velo Omru Leploni, and they don't identify who the husband is, that's not enough. Lo Mikri Kol, that's not considered a rumor that we deal with. Or, Niskacha Be'ir Acheres, she became married in a different town. That's not enough for us. The Ramah writes, Yeshomrim, there are those that say, Delo have a kol, it's not considered a valid rumor, Ela kisheshamu trei mitrei, unless we can trace it two people to two people until the origin of it. And the reason it's called a rumor is because we're not able to interview the original two witnesses, either because they're dead or because they left town. But it's something that can be traced in a way that Beis Din, with responsibility, can assume there's something to this. As the Ramah writes, Kishehuchsek beVeis Din, It has to be established in Beis Din. She Beis Din chakru b'davar. They did their investigation. V'shamu sheyeshma mashas b'kol. And they've established that there's something tangible about this rumor. In fact, in Sif Dalid, the Rama writes, kol makom she'en tzrichim lahachmir, any time that we're not obligated, ein lahachmir b'kol klal, we should not play into the rumor, kedei she'lo yiten yad lo rishoyim, so that we don't assist the wicked people, she'yotziu kolos al b'nos Yisrael, they could start rumors on people, la'agnon, to cause problems. And therefore, there is a concept of rumor, even if we don't have the actual witnesses who witnessed the Kiddushin. But if the type of impression that we're getting is that there really were such witnesses, then at a certain point, a get would be obligated, even if the woman is denying what actually happened, because apparently we're in wonderment, how did a traceable rumor start unless it actually happened? If there would be an amasla, an explanation, etc., all of that would show up during Beis Din's investigation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.